Hey, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. How are you doing today, this November 9th, 2021? We're going to take you down to Texas, okay, today, the Aldine School District, but also a little stop to my friend Lynn Esser over in Wisconsin, all right? And we're going to bring them both on the show, Matt Warford from Aldine ISD down in Texas in Houston, and we're going to be talking about using high-quality educational materials as the great equalizer. Because, as you know, we are all about equity here at Education Talk Radio, which is the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. And everything we do is over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. If you go over there, you'll not only find this podcast as soon as we're done with it, okay, but you'll find every other podcast we've done under the podcast link. You'll see our magazine, Equity in Access. All right, which is just a wonderful magazine. We're so proud of it. We publish every other month. All right, all kinds of great information. Plus, you will also see a link to our new website, which has to do with social emotional learning. That's called SEL Today. It's at seltoday.org if you want to go over there, but there's a link at ace-ed.org. And let's get the party started here. Ladies first, Matt, you're going to have to wait. Okay, Lynn, my good pal from Waterford.org, how are you today?
Good morning, Larry. I'm great. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. How's life in Madison, Wisconsin today? Good weather?
Fantastic. Yes, gorgeous. Good. We're still beautiful weather here before the snow comes.
Good. I'm sorry about the Packers last week. All right, good.
Well,
continue. Yes. Go ahead, she said. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Better left unsaid. We'll end
okay,
it here.
Okay, I'll leave it
so
at that.
So many better things to talk about.
Right, and the same lament goes over to Matt Warford, okay, Dr. Warford in Aldine after the Texans' embarrassment this week. Hello, Matt.
I can't comment on that. I'll talk more about the weather because it's just beautiful down here. I can't talk about the game. That I'll just
Right. I can only tell you about the game this way. Yesterday in the New York Times, so help me, the write-up of the game was Houston versus Miami. Okay, we hope you didn't waste a beautiful Sunday watching this game. That was almost a direct quote. So there you go. Okay.
It's beautiful weather, so yes, I the weather was a better topic to discuss there, for sure.
Right. And Matt Warford, who I'm having this wonderful discussion with, Dr. Warford is the Assistant Superintendent of Teaching and Learning, a wonderful title, okay, over at Aldine ISD. And Waterford.org, Lynn's company, introduced me to Matt, which is why we're doing the show together, and I'm just curious, Matt, did you tell them they must change the name of their company to meet what sounds like your last name? We're talking Warford and Waterford.
You know, Matt? I have been asked if I was the CEO of the company a few times with some students. They said, "Is that my company?" A couple times, and you know, I would happily take it over. You know, gladly.
I happen to know Ben, okay, who was the wonderful president of Waterford.org, okay, and I will tell him that in your honor, he should change the name to Warford.org. What do you think?
Please do.
Thank you,
or
Lynn.
Give me a free trip over to Waterford Castle over in Ireland. I'll take that to you, whichever you prefer.
Thank you very much. This is quite the guy you got me here, Lynn. Thank you.
All kinds of options today.
There are. There's a million. Okay, Waterford.org, my good pals, okay, set me up with Matt Warford today, okay? And, Lynn, just give us the quick overview of Waterford, what you guys do at Waterford.org. I know, but tell
you.
The world. Do it.
Everything we do here at Waterford.org is about providing equity and access to the earliest learners. So we really start with high-quality curriculum and support that with models for family engagement and then using the data to continually inform instruction. So it's all about making sure kids get off to a strong start.
Yep.
So that we're using learning, reading, math, and science as the great equalizer in providing
really
equity
is.
And access for all kids.
It really is, and I'm just going to say this, okay? you won't find nobody. And I've done so many shows with you guys. Nobody will find in education will find a better company than Waterford. Okay, there is no better company out there. Okay, what used to be Waterford Institute is now Waterford.org, and I got to tell you, they literally put everything they can into exactly what you said. Now tell us about Aldine, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for having me. We are a proud district on the north side of Houston. We're an urban district. We house about 62,000 students. 90% of our students are economically disadvantaged. We serve a lot of students of various backgrounds, African American, of course, Hispanic, Caucasian. About 40% of them are English language learners. We service our students to make sure that all of them have choices and opportunities when they graduate. And that's our ultimate goal. Our superintendent is committed to them having opportunities where they graduate with college credit. And we believe that every student can succeed, and we truly live up to that expectation.
Every student can succeed, and you guys knowing that is step number one. Then finding the right materials, which you've done, and 40% ELL, okay, is amazing, okay? You guys must be doing just a wonderful job down there. 92% a little bit socially depressed. I think it's just really, really, it's a good district. I'm proud of you guys. Okay, and it's a pleasure to have you here. I love having a wonderfully diverse district like that here. And I assume it's a K-12 district. Am I correct?
Pre-K-12, yes, sir.
And don't call me sir. That's Southern. You have to call me Larry. I'm in Maine.
Yes, we are very
Thank
Southern
you.
Here.
You are. You are, and proudly. Okay. Okay?
Indeed.
You don't have to call me sir. Okay? And I know it's a good district, okay? What's your background, Matt?
So this is my 19th year in education. I've kind of gone through all the whole track. You know, started off as an elementary teacher in fourth grade. Loved it. Taught
wow.
a few years. Language arts teacher. Reading was my passion. Really believed that I wanted to teach those kids those comprehension skill sets. Moved into an instructional specialist role. And then from there, I became an assistant principal. I did that for 4 years. Then I was a principal, an elementary principal for 5 years, before moving into a central office role. And for the past 6 years, I've been in central office. This is my third year here in Aldine, though. And so since moving to Aldine, I just have really learned a lot and I've loved this district. It's a great district to be in.
Wow, that's a nice thing to say. And again, you're assistant superintendent of teaching and learning. Okay, and that's basically what we do for a living. We teach and they learn. Okay, that's the whole essence of it. Okay, that's the whole essence of it.
Or and we learn, Larry.
Actually, good point to tell you the truth. I guess it's really a mix. Good point, Lynn. Okay, of teaching and learning. You know, it's just wow, really something. And you guys, I have to ask this, and I'm curious. Well, let me ask this first. How did you find out about Waterford? How'd that connection ever start, Matt?
Yeah, actually, it started when I was a principal in a different district. We utilized it with our youngest learners, our pre-K learners.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've always believed in the program. I thought it was a great program.
Good.
And so I've actually been in several districts since then. And every opportunity I've had, I've carried it with me. And so when I came to Aldine, I've been fortunate to bring it into our district. And we utilize it with our pre-K and our kindergartner students here. And we see great gains with our students, our earliest learners. We know the foundational skills they contribute to. And with the pre-K program, it's all-encompassing. It encompasses all 10 components of our pre-K program, and we just find it so powerful.
Right. How many kids in the pre-K program? Is the whole district involved?
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Not yet, Larry. We have about 4,000 kids in our program. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a large program.
Congratulations. That's wonderful, okay? And, Lynn, I want to swing back to you for a second, okay? The kids, we got 40% ELL, okay, in a mid-socioeconomic, very diverse district, all right? And just talk about Waterford and pre-K, okay, and equity, and put all that together in what Waterford offers, okay, to the kids at that level. I think it's just beautiful. Lynn.
Yeah, so a couple of things. So first and foremost, it starts with a really strong, great curriculum that is built for the youngest learners.
Yeah.
So the Waterford curriculum is explicit instruction. It adapts to as the kids progress. If they need reteaching, it goes back and reteaches it differently. And it uses engaging characters and songs and videos and books with all kinds of diversity represented. But one of the things that we do that's really unique is for kids who do not speak English, is we have directions in Spanish as well, but it's not just a literal translation of the direction. So it might be things such as giving more context around it. In Spanish, mm-hmm. that letter makes this sound, but in English, it makes this sound. So we really work very hard to make sure that we are supporting diverse learners, including and especially Spanish-speaking kids.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew all that. I just wanted you to say it because I know your company. Okay, and it's just really good. And you've had great success with it, I assume, along the way. Am I right? Am I right, Matt? All along the way with all kinds of different backgrounds, et cetera.
I've seen gains in it, we've always found buy-in. And, you know, with the first step is getting the usage in, and then once the usage comes, the student achievement and the gains with it. So positive outcomes every single time.
Yeah, and the buy-in, I bet, is great. I want to ask you something about, I have a note here that you guys do in Aldean. You do a curriculum audit. Am I correct? Is that you? What is that?
Yeah, it's actually what started our journey. It's the transition that actually started with the previous superintendent, the outgoing superintendent. Our current superintendent is Dr. LaTanya Goffney, and she started here in, I believe, 2018-19. But the previous superintendent, when she left, one of her presents for the incoming superintendent was a curriculum audit. And she really wanted to leave the incoming superintendent with a state of affairs. Really, what's happening in the district so that the incoming superintendent would have a very clear picture of what he or she was receiving. And so that curriculum audit gave a picture of what the state of curriculum was for the district. What was the deficit? What was the pain points? What was the successes of the district? And one of the major points that came out of that curriculum audit was about our literacy program and the deficits that were within it. And that really led to the journey of the need for high-quality instructional materials and the transformation of all the ISD within the last 3 years.
That is a beautiful thing. What a great transition from the old superintendent to the new one to give them such incredible data. I'm impressed with that. I really am. Okay. So what'd you learn from all that? You got the data, you got the curriculum audit. What came out of it? Literacy? That was the challenge? The kids weren't learning to read?
Well, really significantly and not surprisingly, we were a balanced literacy district. And what it found for our students is balanced literacy was not an equitable practice for us. Students don't learn that way. There's a lot of variance when you learn that way. The kids weren't getting equitable access to the phonics instruction. They weren't getting equitable access to the text that they needed to really make the gains. And so that's
why.
Really
wait, I have to stop you. Why? You probably have more than one pre-program school and more than one elementary. But I'm curious. Why was there a challenge like that? That's interesting.
Yeah. Because with the balanced literacy approach, the way we were doing it, it was based on the level of readers they were getting. It would be dependent on the books they got, dependent on the phonics that they were instructed on that day. And so And so instead of it being a systematic approach to those phonics, it was really based on those days. And there wasn't the growth opportunities. If a kid was an F, they didn't see that complex level text until way later in the grade level, sometimes till testing days. And so it was really disproportional for those students. The high kids continue to see gains, and the low kids tend to stay status quo, the Matthew effect, in other words. And so basically that audit says, stop this curriculum now if you want to ever improve literacy outcomes in this district. And so,
yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Matt, that's got to be an eye-opener for everybody. I'm sitting here, you know, but yeah, everybody goes to work every day, and you think you're doing the right thing, and the whole school district works on the fact that you're doing the right thing and that you've been doing the right thing, okay? And then you get the data, okay, that shows that there was an equity challenge. school to school, district teacher to teacher, day to day, whatever the case may be. That's an eye-opener. That's a challenge. That's something you have to swallow hard and say, oh, my gosh, how do we fix that, right?
Absolutely. And you know, we had performance data that said, oh, kids were making some gains, so you just attributed it to slow gains. Or you there were a lot of excuses that we made as to why maybe it wasn't the results you wanted. But when we really did the research, what we found is the trend was normal. That was a normal trend for that kind of approach. And what we found is when you made a shift to a more structured literacy of programs and used high-quality instructional materials like Waterford and like the materials we ended up adopting, the gains that happened because it was systematic were totally different. And so when we really learned the research, when we did our research, and we spent a whole year going through a process to get that knowledge to understand this and come to our adoption around high-quality instructional materials, it was completely eye-opening. And when we really learned what it takes for kids to read, it was game-changing for us.
So I'm going to ask you two questions, okay? Question two first, okay? What's the right way to learn? How do kids learn to read? That's A. Okay? That's B. So here's A, okay? When you use the word systematic, are you using it to mean system-wide or a different system of teaching?
Okay, well, actually, I'll say we actually did both. We did go system-wide. We took it across our district. Every grade level, every school is doing this the same approach. There's
good.
No variance because we believe every
equity.
Kid deserves instruction.
Darn right. You know that.
That's one way. But the other way is systematic. We believe that there should be a concrete way approach to doing this work. So within that systematic phonics, there is a way you approach teaching the foundational skills to reading. And that was the big change, the first change to teaching reading. Inbound literacy, it's more about how they would come across the words, that's how the kids learn the letter, the sounds, and really learn to read. Whereas in systematic phonics, they really are taught the letters and sounds in a sequential order. And it's done from the very beginning. It's taught in a very direct pattern. So that's number one. Foundational skills are taught sequentially and in a systematic way. Number two, every student's given access to grade-level complex text beginning in the right from day one. In a balanced literacy approach, the leveled reader, we say leveled readers leads to leveled lives because it keeps them at that level for too long, whereas there are other tools that will keep them giving them access to leveled text, which is what they need. Kids can do hard things, what we found out. And so every kid needs that level to on-level text, to complex text, and given those opportunities to think at really rigorous levels. The third thing is knowledge-building curriculums really are the most systematic ways to build reading. By that, it means embedding them in content areas of study. And the best way to illustrate that is putting them in units of study around frogs, in which they systematically build their vocabulary and learn around these areas of studies so that they really are engrossed in this. And the readings all around that, it's contextualized it so that it really helps them understand it. And because too often the readings move from one thing to the other and kids never get that opportunity to really comprehend. That building of knowledge is such a key piece to reading that the research is lagging on. And then lastly, the reciprocal a relationship of writing to reading. We all know writing is an important element of the three R's, but the relationship of writing to reading is so important because it's input-output. And so often in schools, writing doesn't get the time necessary because we just are so busy. But that is such a crucial element to helping our society become more literate. And so how we approach that is necessary to grow readers.
You know, Matt, this is interesting. Do you find that the teachers that you are hiring are trained in the way that you want them to eventually teach reading? Does the teacher education match the school district needs as proven by the data? I'm curious.
That's a great question. And so down in Texas, the answer was no. Now, there has been a shift in our state requirements that now they're programs have to start aligning themselves to a science of reading approach,
yep.
but it's still,
yep.
there's a wide variance to how colleges internalize that and how they
yep.
Build their own teacher education programs. So it's widely, wide when they come into that teacher in-service program for us to how we have to train them to prepare them for this work.
Yeah, and in defense of Texas, it's not just Texas. Okay,
yeah.
I know we're in Texas today, but it's not, believe me, it's not just Texas. Okay, the way we teach teachers to teach reading, okay, has to move with the times. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And by the way, I have to say this. That to me is one of the great miracles of elementary education is teaching kids to read, like, mm-hmm. and pre-K as well. But, I mean, these kids go in as a blank slate. I can actually remember that myself. In my own life, and all of a sudden I could read, okay, and that is a miracle, okay. And when we get that right, okay, we're dead on, right, Lynn?
Absolutely. In fact, I just was recently doing some research on this very topic about teacher ed programs and the science of
yes.
reading, and just over half now are teaching the science of reading. And that was a 2019 study was the latest I could find. So certainly there is work to do to ensure that every teacher goes in confident and equipped to teach what we know works, the science of reading.
Yeah, it just has to happen, you know. I mean, it's just that simple. And it is, and I also love the term the science of reading. Of course, teaching reading is a science. Education is a science. Okay, teaching might be an art, but education is a science. Okay, and it has to do with neuroscience and our brains and all that sort of stuff. And the sooner we get that together, the better off we all are. Hey, Lynn, I want to ask you, and you mentioned this to me today. I'm trying to look for it. I can't find it here. Are you doing some sort of series or something on science of reading? At Waterford, do you want to talk about that?
We are actually.
Go ahead.
Starting
just talk
next
about it.
Week.
Yeah, talk about
starting
it.
Starting next week, November 16th, we are doing the first in a 7-part series on the science of reading. So you can find that at waterford.org/webinars. Waterford.org/webinars. But it's a 7-part series that'll go November through February. And
fabulous.
Each one's about an hour. I'm going to dive deeply into the elements of the science of reading.
The science of reading. Again, it's a webinar series from Waterford, waterford.org. Okay, starting next week, everybody. And we'll do more for that, Lynn, okay, as the weeks go by. All right, so anyway, we can help you get the word out. We'll do that, but I just wanted to mention it today. All right, so, you know, all right, let's go back to Matt. Matt, how did you get teacher buy-in? Okay, teachers were taught to teach one way. It was moving in many different ways from what I gather throughout the school district a few years ago. How'd you get the combined buy-in?
That's a great question. So the first thing is, you know, kind of a point you made is what about the data? We had to take a hard look at our data and put it up there and just be really honest about it.
Yeah,
you know, at the
time,
20%
yeah.
of our students were reading proficiently on state level or on grade level. And we had to be honest about that. Was that up to our standard? Would that be okay for our own child? And people were honest, and they said, no, that's not okay. So that opened up the door for the conversation to being,
wow.
okay, what else could we do to make this better for our students? So that was step one. Two, all along the way, we had various stakeholders involved in the process. So that was necessary. That year-long journey involved every level of participants, top down from superintendent down to the teacher level. So there was transparency in the process all along. So people knew what was happening along the way.
Well,
now, the third thing, and this is what I will say is probably the most important, our biggest cheerleader and champion throughout this entire process has been our superintendent, Dr. Latonya Goffney. She truly has been the biggest believer in this work. She is the one who coined this, literacy is the great equalizer. She says literacy
is
the gateway to opportunity. So every step of the way, she's been championing this work. And so as we went through this process, she was right there saying, this is the work I believe in the most. And as we were learning, she was learning, and she was out there making sure everyone understood what was happening. So when we finally got to the process and said, okay, we now have grounded ourselves in a vision, we've grounded ourselves in these belief statements around the science of reading, and we're now going to adopt these high-quality instructional materials that we believe are going to equalize the playing field, now let's create a really strong plan, make sure everyone understands it, and let's just go out there, and everyone has to be clear on that messaging. And every single chance she had the opportunity to be out there helping champion it, she was. And so with her platform, she helped make sure that messaging was just very clear every step of the way. And you can't – there's no better way to make that clear because of her.
That is such a nice thing to say. Okay, I got to tell you, Dr. LaTanya M. Goffney, okay, the superintendent at All Dean, that's a very nice thing to say, Matt. I appreciate that, and I know she appreciates that. I know the community appreciates her. That's a very nice thing to say, I got to tell you. Just as a thoughtful moment here, I got to tell you. And she's right. Literacy, we're all right. We know it. Reading, writing, literacy is the great equalizer. Okay? And we cannot let kids down. It's always been, always will be, it is now about equity. That's why we have our consortium for equity. That's why when Lynn... I asked her about Waterford, the first thing she said was it's all about equity and access. Okay, and that's exactly what we're talking about here, equity and access. I mean, it's just so important, and literacy is key. Okay, if we get that right, we're on the road. Okay, literacy matters, Matt. What's going on? You have a conference that folks are going to? Your literacy matters stuff? Talk about it.
We do, and so this actually started last
this.
Year. As we learned about the science of reading, we were really one of the first in Texas to kind of make the big shift to embracing high-quality instructional materials to bring this to life. And, you know, we adopt these materials like Waterford, some additional materials like CKLA, Wit and Wisdom, and we started saying, you know, we don't want to hold this just to ourselves. We believe all these materials, maybe if we start sharing the ideas around these, other districts might want to also embrace it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was a pandemic. We launched all this during the pandemic, too. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
So we decided, you know, we were going to do a conference for our teachers just to continue to build their professional learning around the science of reading. But we said, hey, since it's going to be virtual, let's just say, how about the more the merrier? So we launched a conference last year, and we did that. And we asked Waterford if they wanted to present. We asked Amplify and all these companies, vendors, and they agreed. And then we started asking some of the great gurus around the science of reading community, like Natalie Wexler, who wrote The Knowledge Gap, and Susan Lambert, who is the vice president of Amplify, and then Meredith Lieben, who wrote Know Better, Do Better. And they all said, yes, we're happy to give their time. And it started off as a conference for all deans, but at the end, 2,000 people registered last year when we held that conference.
Wow.
And so this hosting it again. It's now going to be February 5th, 2022. It's, again, free for anyone who wants to register. And it's, again, going to be an amazing conference. Dr. Tracy Wiedens, our keynote speaker, the CEO of NyHealth. We're honored, again, to have Natalie Wexler and Meredith Lieben coming back. We also have Wiley Blevins, who's just a guru around phonics, Dr. Carolyn Strom, Sarah Lupo, Robert Verdesco, Karen Bates. It's a who's who of people who are passionate about the science of reading. Waterford will be back. Amplify will be back. Wit and Wisdom will be back. And then we also have authors panels, children's authors, adolescent literature authors, just people who want to share why literacy matters. And so we invite anyone who is interested to come to join us and be part of the Literacy Matters community.
I wish you could see me now. I have this huge smile on my face. Okay.
Me too.
I do. I have this huge smile on my face. I think that's wonderful when a district takes the bull by the horns, okay, and creates this thing. And it's not just for Texans. Am I correct? Anybody, if you're in Wisconsin, you can sign up, right?
National. We had someone last year joining us.
From where? Say it again.
New Zealand.
Well, that's about as far away as you could get. I wasn't going to go that far, but where? That's pretty darn far. Okay.
They were 20 hours ahead on the clock, and they were still on the sessions with us.
Oh, that's just great. How do people register?
We have it's an Eventbrite ticket, and you know we're happy to connect them to our site where they can click the ticket. It's just Eventbrite to register. They can click on our Twitter page, on my Twitter, to see how to register. It's totally free, like we said, and anyone's welcome to join us.
Okay, can you give me a website or literally a place where they can go so they can hear it?
Yes, I can, but I'm going to have to click something right now because it's not off the top of my head even. I should be better at this by now.
Well, if you want, I'll tell you what to do. Can you email me that? All
yes,
right,
absolutely.
Edutalklarry@gmail. Edutalklarry@gmail. Okay,
we'll do that.
Email it to me, and I'll put it right on here so when people are listening to the show, they'll have the link.
I'd be absolutely grateful to do that, and I apologize.
No, please
I
do. Edutalklarry@gmail. Okay, anybody can write me there. Okay? That's I'm really impressed, I got to tell you. I'm like a little bit tongue-tied here. I think that's just amazing that such a wonderful thing has happened. And, you know, and is it a virtual conference? I'm sure it is.
It is
or
virtual.
Is it going to be long?
No. We do a virtual, so anyone can just log into their computer that day. They can come and go as they will, but, you know, we have a great retention throughout the whole day.
ISD.org. /Latter-day Matters.
Yes,
ALDINE, ALDINESD.org/literacymatters. Right?
Yes. You got it.
Thank you, Lynn.
I'm going to put that on here. Thanks, Lynn. I appreciate that. Okay? This is just great. Really. All right? And the bottom line of this is that it can be done. Okay, Matt and Dr. Goffney, you're right. Okay, it can be done if we just look at ourselves. What are we doing wrong? What data do we need? What materials do we need? Let's get it in there and get the buy-in. And that's not that hard to do. Okay, that's not that hard to do. All right, you just got to get started with it and make it happen and get the data you need. I'm just very impressed with this school district. Thank you, Lynn, for bringing Aldine on. Appreciate it. Lynn?
Absolutely, yes. They are doing amazing work.
Yeah, they are doing amazing work, I got to tell you. And Matt, I just keep up the good work. What can I say? Okay? It's just incredible.
You're
doing great,
Lynn. So hard, and, you know, we never pretend that we're perfect, but we will do everything we can and work as hard as we can for our students because they deserve it.
I'm glad you said that because we've been talking about you and the superintendent and the great materials like Waterford, if I may, like Amplify. But I got to tell you, it's the folks in the trenches who, once they get on board, makes all the difference in the world. Okay?
Right.
And, yeah, I'm glad you recognize that. Thank you. Okay? Thank you both. Both of you, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful day. It seems to be beautiful everywhere in the country. So have a good one today. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Be good, guys. Thanks.
Have a wonderful
day. Bye-bye. Okay, Matt Warford from Aldine ISD, aldineisd.org/literacymatters. You should sign up for that. Okay, that's pretty cool. And want to meet a great company? Waterford.org. That's all. Leave it at that. We're at hsed.org. We'll archive there. Check out that and seltoday.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.